Welcome to The Ordinary Man, a place where we can discover God's plan for us in today's world. Well, we are back at it again. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning. I am on the road for a couple of days this week out down in Florida. So in the Orlando area this week, but still wanted to bring the podcast kit with me and still get some of the stuff that wanders around in my head out of my head. And this morning, what I wanted to extract was something that I had found in the book of James. And it was in chapter 5, and there's just quite a bit that runs around chapter 5. And there's two parts that really stuck out to me. One of them is in chapter 5, verse 13, which really starts talking about the power of prayer. And that verse reads as, "Are any of you suffering any hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? Then you should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you've committed any sins, you will be forgiven." And this is kind of one of the more important parts that leads to our ordinary man and the concept about having our groups of men that are with us to go through battle with us. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. What that really tells me between all of those verses is A, if you've got problems, or you have praises, we're still called to pray. We're still called to talk to God. He is in a position that is there for us to be able to communicate directly with. And it doesn't mean that just because we communicate those problems that there's going to be a genie on the other end and the things are going to be solved and off we go. But what it does mean is that God gives us a very distinct privilege and honor in the relationship that we have, you know, New Testament type, to be able to speak with him directly and have that line of communication. It really is a friendship that is there. It is not a formality. And I think so many times we get away from the idea of prayer being, you know, something that I do in church, that I need to close my eyes and bow my head and I need to not be doing anything else. And, you know, an honest confession for myself is that some of my most powerful moments of prayer have not been when I've been standing still. Some of my most powerful moments of prayer have been in the heat of a moment when, you know, I'm pacing or something's going wrong, or maybe even something's been completely amazing. But in either case, it's a conversation. It's kind of like a high five with your best buddy. And that is the relationship that we get to have now, which I think is such an amazing thing that we can extract out of this too, is just the idea and the knowledge that we are this close to God, that we are this close to his presence and in our spirituality when we do accept Christ into our heart and when we do have, you know, the Holy Spirit that lives within us. There's no more formality that goes through it. A confession or a priest or a point that we have to go through. There's not an atonement or a sacrifice that we have to bring in order to be good enough now to talk to God. It's us talking to him directly, good, bad, and indifferent. And he genuinely is there to hear each one of those things, good, bad, and indifferent. And I think that is a pretty powerful thing to understand, especially in today's world where you find a lot of people that seem to be on the edge of lonely, you know, and I can't say that I haven't been there. Even though I'm married, have kids, I have a pretty big friend group, there are some points at which I have felt that I was all by myself in some of these struggles, and it's just not the case. It really isn't. You know, Satan wants you to think that you're all by yourself, and honestly, when he can get you away from the group and set you by yourself, that's when he can attack the hardest. But God says we're never alone, that he is here right here with us and that we can have those conversations. But I really also enjoy the portion where it says, hey, confess your sins to each other. And it's not so that necessarily that the confessing of it to one another is taking it away or forgiving it or healing it per se, but it is so that you can gather the prayers of others around you so that you can begin to multiply the requests that you need to take before God and to God. And again, that's not a have to. Your prayer singularly is powerful all by itself. But when you are able to take that circle that you run with, and you're able to take those men of God and say, hey guys, I have a problem, or I have a praise, or I just simply don't know. When you have those people that circle around you and that unified prayer goes up, it just continues to amplify. And, you know, again, even at the bottom of verse 16, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. And it's not my opinion. This is scripture. This is biblical. And it's amazing to see how it's pointed out. The last part of chapter 5 is all the way down in verse 19. And it's a very short version. I think it's 2 verses in total, but it says, restoring wandering believers. And it says, my dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings that sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. And so what's amazing to hear about that is we are called in so many circles that we are in to be a witness. We are called in so many circles to be the light, because there are people looking for that. And while we are not working towards any of those things on behalf of a reward, there really is a reward in that. And it's not just the reward of watching somebody's life change or turnover, or understanding that their future, their forever is now set. It's also a reward that is truly in heaven. It's a crown now, a trophy, an award that we get to celebrate with in heaven. And again, this is not an award that we're building a shelf for. These are awards that we are going to get to collect, that we're going to get to place at the feet of Jesus. And I can't imagine what that picture looks like fully in my head, but I can most certainly imagine that it's one of those things, even in my earthly body, that sounds like a portion of the celebration that I really want to get into. I want to have a reward that I can offer. I want to have those things that I can bring to his feet. I want to have those trophies that I can lay down and say, these are the things that you empowered me to do. These are the things that you worked through me to do. These are the victories that you won here on earth each and every day. And it's just going to be an amazing part of our eternal life that we get to see and go be a part of. It's a little bit shorter on today. Not a whole lot else on this end going through. I do have our prayer time that I'd like to lift at this point. And for anybody that is listening, one of the focal points of prayer today is going to be a good friend of mine. And again, a couple podcasts ago, I had mentioned that he and his family were walking through the end portions of a battle with cancer, and unfortunately, that has now come to an end. And their family needs so much support. They need so much love and affection around them, and they need so much healing to go forward. So I'd ask that you would pray for them, and that you would lift that family in prayer, so that they will see, even in this moment, how great and beautiful God is, and that nothing that happens, good or bad, on this earth is a surprise, and nothing that happens, good or bad, is not something that he is using or going to continue to use for the benefit of his plan in each of our lives. Heavenly Father, Lord, on this Tuesday morning, we come to you in prayer, and we come to you in a place of just request and petition for your presence to be here for those that are listening, for those that are going through something, God, that they would see, know, and understand that they have a circle that's around them. God, if they don't feel like they have a circle, I pray that you'd bring them a circle. God, I pray for that man that feels like he's alone, that he would understand that he doesn't have to walk whatever path he is on alone, God, that he can find a way to relationship with you, and that he can find a path to understanding that he has a best friend, a guy that he can high-five with, a guy that can listen to everything, God, and that is you. And that you hear it all, you see it all, you know it all, and that there's nothing that's happening that's going to become as a surprise. So God, I pray, Lord, that if somebody is in this moment and they feel like they are struggling and they need somebody, that you would bring that person to them. And God, for those of us that are in circles, help us to understand that the magnitude and impact that we have in other people's lives, God. Help us understand that when we pray, that when we combine our efforts, God, that you are there, that you are present, and that you are multiplying those prayers, God. I pray for my good friend and his family going through that fight, God. I thank you for the eternal healing of his wife. I thank you that she is with you now. And God, I pray for them as they are continuing to fight through this on the backside, God, that you would give them healing and restoration. And that we would love them through this, God, and that your glory would shine through each and every part and piece of this, God. And I pray, Lord, that for them and their kids and each one of their family members, that they would know that, God, you are in this, that your hands are over this, Lord, and that you will absolutely bless their family through this, God, that nothing is done without your signature on it, God. We thank you so much for this time. We thank you for your blessing. And we thank you for the relationship that we get to have with you, God. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure again. I thank you so much for spending just a few minutes. Looks like we'll have this short at about 13, 14 minutes. So thank you so much for taking a little bit of time that's lonely in a hotel with me and spending it. And I hope the rest of your day as well. And we look forward to the next one here in a couple days. This has been The Ordinary Man. See you next time.